Broadcasting System presents I Love the Mystery. Morse adventure thriller, Temple of Vampires.
Now that we're all together again, let's get away from this place.
Before I go, I want Hermie to show me the room where he met this woman.
Sure, I'll show you.
Jack, you don't mean you're going to take Hermie back in there?
He'll be safe enough.
Well, how about the time, Jack? It's past 7 o'clock now. It won't be too long now before it starts getting dark.
It won't be dark for another hour, half, 2 hours.
Take a look at the sky, Jack.
Clouding over.
One of those tropical jungle storms brewing.
And then we'd better be off. We'd be better off here than back in the plane.
You mean spend the night in this temple?
That's right. Best place in the world to get chills and fever in the tropics is to get drenching wet.
I don't need to get drenching to get chills in this place.
Well, I'm taking Hermie back in the temple for a minute. Rest, you want to come?
No.
All right. Reggie, you stay out here with Sonny. Doc, you come with Hermie and me.
It suits me, if you think it's that important.
Jack?
Well?
Look, this is dangerous. I know it. I have a feeling.
Feminine intuition.
I don't care what you call it.
Reggie will look after you.
No, I didn't mean that. I mean in there.
There's nothing to be afraid of.
Look, you don't know what you're talking about.
Oh, girl.
Come on. We won't be but a little.
Here, Hermie, maybe you better take me by the hand.
What do I want to do that for?
On account of I'm going to like it better.
Sure.
Doggone, I ain't never got over how big this thing is.
Darker in here than it was.
It sure is, fella. That's a storm and night coming on.
All right, Hermie, where's the room?
Over that way.
You sure about that?
Well, Hermie, you must be mistaken.
No, I'm not.
But you can see for yourself, there's no room here, just the stone wall of the temple.
Well, it was here.
I reckon you're not only mixed up, but just plain turned around.
I bet you I am.
Did you go up or down any stairs?
Nope. Just went into a room.
But looky now, Hermie. You can see as plain as anybody. There ain't no room there.
I don't see any.
Which means there ain't any.
There's that bell again.
Listen.
Hey, Jack, that's thunder.
Yeah, there's the first indication of Reggie's storm.
It didn't take no prophet to smell that one coming up.
Come on, that means rain.
You look at her. Come down.
Hey, Reggie, Sonny, get in here. What's the matter with you?
Frank, we'll come in and get right with you.
Hey, I never saw rain like that before.
The mother of cloud burst with spring.
Goodness, the rain's gone. Here it rains.
Didn't I tell you to keep out of the wet?
The wall gave us pretty good protection. Sonny didn't want to go inside.
Well, I didn't expect anything like this.
It don't monkey around down here when it turns loose.
Will it last long?
Well, jungle rains don't usually, not this time of year.
Well, we're not going to try to get back to the plane tonight.
Jack, you mean we've got to spend the night here?
Yes.
Well, we've
got to sleep. Well, we figure that out when the time comes.
Well, how about those monk cells up the stone stairway along the wall? There are stone benches in them.
You mean up on that ledge? Hey, look!
Jack, did you see that?
Hey, what's the matter?
One of those big things just floated across from one wall to the other, way up there in the air.
I didn't see anything.
Well, I did. Up there in the gloom, must have been 40 feet above the floor.
Did it have wings?
Not a wing to his name.
No, just a great shadow floating through the air, big as a man.
Maybe it was a man.
Oh, don't talk nonsense, Hermie. Things are bad enough the way they are.
A funny thing. You remember, Sonny, when Jack and Reggie was up on that second ledge up yonder and you and me saw one of them things float over to the same ledge?
Yeah.
Well, when I got up there to warn them, there wasn't a sign of anything.
But we saw it.
Yeah, I know.
Well, maybe it's just an illusion. Lights and shadows play funny tricks in a great place like this.
Hey, you know something?
Yes, Hermie.
I'm getting awful hungry.
Well, you got something there, fella. Well, what about it, Jack? We just going to stand here all night?
Where's that bundle of food?
I have it here.
Well, open her up, Reggie. We'll all feel better with something inside us.
Are we going to eat right here?
Yeah, light's better. Pick us up a place to squat.
What light? How about flashlight?
Well, we save that.
Well, here we are. Canned tomatoes, cheese, crackers, and bar chocolate.
Here, give me them cans, Reggie. I'll open them with my knife.
What's the use? We've got nothing to eat them out of.
Well, what's the matter with the can?
Ooh-ish. Cold tomatoes out of the can.
Well, you'll be surprised how good they'll taste. Here you are, Hermie.
Thanks. Hey, this is like a picnic, ain't it?
Cheese and crackers, honey?
Thank you, Reggie.
Did you, Jack?
Yep. Kenneth made this for you, Sonny.
No, I don't think I want him.
Eat him.
Oh, but Jack...
This will keep you from getting thirsty. Tomatoes are good for you in this kind of climate.
But I really don't want...
Are you going to give us trouble?
Oh, sorry. Give him to me, Doc.
Okay, sugar. Be careful you don't cut your jugular vein on that tin, Hermie.
Yeah, I'm working on. Hey, fella, that's good. Of
course it is.
Fella, don't get them. You like this very often.
That's so?
Not where I come from.
And where did you come from, Hermie?
Oh, around.
You and your father just bummed it around the country?
Yeah, sure.
You mean you didn't have any home at all?
Not for a long time.
Where did you and your father come from before he brought you to San Diego and stowed your way into our plane?
Texas. The old man worked in the oil fields down there for a little while, but he liked going places best.
You must have another name besides Hermie.
Yeah?
Don't you remember any other name?
Hermie's all I ever heard.
That's queer.
There now, Sonny's cleaned up her whole can of tomatoes. It wasn't so bad, was it, huh?
I ate them. Now do I have to say I liked them?
Just plain dumb black tomatoes, huh?
Here, just nibble on a little piece of chocolate. Take a taste of your mouth.
Got some for me, too?
No, I'll just bet I have, honey.
Man, is she getting dark.
More rain clouds. Looks like we're in for a real storm.
Yeah, it's so dark in the temple now, you can't see your hand in front of it.
Well, everyone finished?
No, but the chocolate.
Now bring it along. Let's get settled for the night.
Well, where are we going?
Up the stone steps along the wall of the first ledge.
Jack, I'd rather not.
And I'd rather not be in this situation at all.
Yeah, but I'm afraid of high places.
The first ledge itself is only 20 or 30 feet up. Besides, in the dark, you won't have any sense of height.
Well, is it really necessary?
Yes. We can all get into one of the cells. One person can stand guard, the rest get some sleep.
It makes sense, son.
All right.
Come on, then.
You better give us a little of that flashlight, Jack.
All right. Here, over this way.
I have to go up single file.
Yeah. Well, I'll lead with the flashlight. Sonny, you follow me.
All right.
Doc, you come next, and then Hermie. You bring up the rear, Reggie.
Oh, yes, that's me. Always the caboose.
Hermie, you reach back and take Reggie's hand.
Oh, I don't need any help.
Reach back and take Reggie's hand.
Yeah, sure.
That's the boy.
All right, let's go. Crowd against the wall side of the stairs and you'll be safe enough.
Jack, I'm sorry, but I'm getting dreadfully ill.
Here, give me your hand. Yeah, keep coming.
I'm awfully silly about high places.
Now, don't worry. Jack's got you by the hand, and I got you by the belt of your jacket in behind. You couldn't fall if you wanted to.
Hey, we must be getting way up in the air.
Well, we'll soon be there now.
All right, hold it. We're up on the ledge.
Did you pick out which cell we're going to use?
Yeah, the second one. It's the largest. Easy now. Keep against the wall. It's only about 3 feet to the edge and then a sheer drop.
Oh, I knew I shouldn't have eaten those tomatoes.
Hang on, sonny. It's almost over.
All right, honey?
Yeah. Say, I guess this is just about as dark as it ever gets any place.
I guess you're about right.
All right, now. Right in here.
Oh, I'm glad that's over.
Here, Sonny, lay down on this bench. Turn your flash over here, Jack.
Yeah, I'm weak in the knees.
Sure you are. Now, just lay there until you get your breath.
Say, our voices sound different in here.
Yeah, they do that. No echo.
Is this where we're going to spend the night?
This is it.
I like barns better. Then you got hay to sleep on.
Reggie.
Yes, Jack.
You stay here with Sonny and Hermie. Keep your gun handy.
What are you and me going to be doing in the meantime?
We're going to explore along the ledge. Be sure we got it all to ourselves.
Good idea.
Oh, just a minute. I want to see if Sunny feels as bad as she thinks she does.
Okay, I'll wait outside.
How about trying one of these stone beds, Hermie?
Well, I ain't never seen a place not kissed before.
You have not?
Hey, who said that?
I, babe.
Well, I can't see you. Where are you?
Right here beside you. No, no, you not reach out your hand. Do not touch me.
You can see me?
See?
Well, you sure got better eyes than I got. Who are you, anyway?
You will not know if I tell you.
Look, are you the girl who was talking to Hermie a little while ago?
Hermie?
Yeah, the little kid.
See, I talked with a little boy.
You did, huh? Well, say, what's going on here, anyway?
I do not know what you mean, what go on.
Well, what's all this business about this being the temple of vampires?
Yes, that is true.
Are you a female vampire?
That is a wicked thing to say.
Oh, hey now, don't go getting mad. According to Hermie, you're the prettiest thing he ever seen.
So?
Yeah. He said you had the reddest lips and the sharpest, whitest teeth. What's the matter?
He said that?
He did that.
Why do you think I have red lips and sharp, white teeth?
You got me. Why?
Why you don't go away?
Well, got caught in a rainstorm. Have to spend the night here now.
So?
Yeah.
The little boy, he stay here too?
Sure. Hey, what you interested in Hermie for?
Interest?
Yeah, he said you was crazy about it. Kept talking about his nice white skin. What you trying to do? Give me the shivers? And there's something else I want to ask you about. What's all them human bones doing down in that pit, down there under this here temple?
You ask that?
Now, sure, I ask that. And what about that dead Indian out there on the trail with no blood in it?
This temple of vampires.
Well, I think Jack would like to talk to you. Come here.
No, don't let go of me.
Hey, look out. Oh, where'd you go?
Doc, who are you talking to?
Jack, that girl was here. I tried to grab her and she jumped off the ledge.
Jumped off?
Yeah, just disappeared in the air.
Adventures of Jack, Doc, and Reggie will come to you at this same hour. I Love a Mystery, written and directed by Carlton E. Morse, comes to you Monday through Friday, featuring Russell Thorson as Jack, Jim Bowles as Doc Long, and Tony Randall as Reggie York, with Mercedes McCambridge as Sonny, Louis Van Ruten as Manuel, and Sarah Fussell as Hermie. Mutual Broadcasting System.